This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan, thank you for rolling with us. KT is going to break off a weekly weekday update coming up here at 520. Got some amazing around the NFL stuff at 540. And also earlier today, our boys Sean and RJ with Roy and Troy and the crew, they had on UT coach Shock Smart, and he had some really interesting things to say about Mo Bamba, who's a very likely top five pick in the NBA draft. We'll get into all that at 6 o'clock before we give way to Texas Rangers baseball as they try to start a new winning streak. But I wouldn't mind firing up a little NFL music to talk Dallas Cowboys, because KT, we're post-draft. And the Cowboys still have some holes, and we're going to try and fill those holes.
This comes from the Dallas Morning News.
All right.
They set out to fill all the Cowboys' holes, and they have 10 post-draft issues.
So what happens when KT goes to Billy Bob's?
Yep.
Because they have cornhole that you should play through the bing bags.
Of course.
And they have skee ball as well.
Yeah.
Fun.
Love skiing.
That's why Pinball. I love golf, too, really.
Yep. Yep.
Number 10. It is. I did not tell Shippy to get the numbers, so we're not doing numbers.
Number 10.
Yeah, you guys do the numbers today.
Right. Number 10.
Wow, no, I want those guys to do the numbers.
I like that.
Just like it.
Number 10. Weak wide receiving corpse.
Somebody died.
Play on words there.
Switch.
It's a weak wide receiving core.
Okay.
That is still a post-draft issue, and you know what?
That ain't going
to
get solved.
I would like to say weak is a little too harsh of a term.
How about average?
I would say slightly below average.
Oh.
I would say a lot of people
call that weak.
Yeah. I would say right now it is fair to call it weak.
Sure.
I think it's very fair. Now, let's go see what they can do. Allen Hurns is not the guy he was when he had a 1,000-yard season. He's not that guy right now. Can he beat again? Sure, he's a young player. Can he go show that he can do that? Maybe, but he's got to show it. Cole Beasley, I think, is way better than his numbers indicated last year. I don't think that was his fault. Can he be above average? Absolutely. Obviously there's other guys in the mix. There's a youngster. There's other guys who could get in the mix. Is Gallup his name?
Michael Gallup's going to be
awesome.
That's a great name for a receiver, dude.
Right. Gallup, yeah.
If Gallup, if he's got something, and I know you guys are very excited about him, so that makes me excited about him. I've never watched him play. But right now, they're average to below average to, significantly below average.
Were you saying that Hurns was more of a grower than a shower?
How do you mean?
Well, that's what I thought.
He's
I
got
heard
potential
you
to be, because he did show it once.
He showed it.
Yeah.
But he hasn't grown.
But he's regressed.
You want him to be a grower.
He's a regressor.
Okay.
But he'll have an expanded role.
Didn't he have a, you call it that, huh? Didn't he have a 1,000-yard season with frickin' Blake Bortles throwing to him?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, dude, that should put you in the Hall of Fame in my book.
Yeah, but he's a bit removed from that.
Well, still. But Blake Bortles is still there.
Yeah.
A touch removed. Just a touch.
Yeah. Devin?
So when they traded Switzer, I guess to me that was probably my Laurent Robinson doesn't make the team spot. I'm not Laurent Robinson, Deontay Thompson.
What? Laurent Robinson's coming back?
I was thinking about him.
And he's pronouncing the T now.
It's Laurent is his name.
Deontay Thompson, who I'm not super crazy about, but we're talking about filling the Bryce Butler role, because the roles aren't going to change too much on this team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he probably makes the team now.
Nice.
What are we wearing? We're wearing a cod piece with a...
Really didn't like the Switzer trade.
Eggplant.
I really disagreed with that trade.
Man, look at what these guys are getting paid. They went from
being the highest paid receiving core in the NFL to some guys.
Bottom 10.
Look at what the market was for Hurns, right?
Mm-hmm.
That says it all. Now, can they go out there and shatter that? Sure. But
you can argue that Hurns is overpaid in this market.
Yeah, now, if you look at what Jordy got.
So let's see, but the proof will be in the pudding.
Number 9.
Pudding. Hey, girl.
You guys got number nine?
Number nine. Still no safety.
Number nine.
Now, I disagree with this take from the Dallas Morning News that the Cowboys don't have a safety.
They've got some safeties back there. It's whatever you think
of
them.
They went with still no safety.
Yeah.
And Derwin James is never going to happen.
I'm tired of Derwin James talk. We drafted 19th. He went 17th.
And they weren't going to take him at 19th.
They were taking Van Der Esch. So can we stop talking about this?
No. That's always going to come up for some reason. I don't know why.
We didn't even have an option to draft him. We wouldn't have, but we didn't have an option.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with Xavier Woods as your starting free safety and Kayvon Frazier as your starting strong safety and Jeff Heath playing as a role player.
Heath is Ben's guy.
Lives in Prosper.
That should help him.
And he talks like a robot if you ask him to. What's the Star Wars question I asked
him? You've been listening to Ben and Skin.
Why does this voice go down on the Skin part?
When Star Wars came out, it was so hype. My favorite Star Wars movie is Empire Strike Back. What about yours?
Empire
Strike Back.
I like Robot Ben there. That's way better. Can I hear
my favorite Star Wars movie is Empire Strike Back. What about yours?
Would you please ask that question to Bone Thugs and Harmony tomorrow?
Yes.
Say it with Strike.
My favorite Star Wars movie is Empire Strike Back. What about yours?
Hey, Jeffy, what's your favorite Star Wars movie?
When Star Wars came out, it was so hype.
What's the best Star Wars?
Wait, when Star Wars came out, it was so hype. This is an amazing conversation.
Do you remember what the bit was?
I don't.
You're trying to get him to talk like a robot. It was personal sports history, Bogdown guy.
Yes.
So,
and then it just morphed.
So yeah.
We had been standing there with him for at least an hour and a half. And so we ran out of things to do. So you started talking about how hype it was in the late 70s when Empire Strike Back came out.
That was at Oxnard after practice. And we really had been talking to him for an hour.
I mean, I had everyone else is halfway gone through that thing.
Wait, was the bit to try to get him to stay around as long as possible before he'd be like, all right, I got to go.
And then he punked us. We're looking around going, man, we ran out of words. And he's real eager to talk.
This is great to just be able to talk.
That's a pretty counterproductive bit in terms of our own efficiency.
Right.
Let's go to training camp this year and be like, let's see if we can get this guy to stay out here as long as possible.
I'm sitting here waiting for the game.
And then we personally won't have much time on our own.
Right.
Number
eight. I'm exhausted
eight.
Thinking about it.
Number eight.
Number eight.
We get Número ocho. Weak at defensive tackle, according to the Dallas Morning News.
About to address that, guys.
Mm-hmm. Are they weak at defensive tackle?
I think they are.
T-claim.
They got two good starters. I think
so. Malik, David Irving and Malik Collins sucks.
You know, you're fine as starters. They just have no depth.
Jihad Ward.
But how many games are you counting on having David Irving for?
Like six.
You just traded Ryan Switzer for Jihad Ward.
I know. It's not a good trade. I don't think Jihad Ward's very good. And he's also the type that'll block you, too, if you want to talk smack.
So. We need T-Mac. We need Terrell McClain.
We need Terrell McClain. I agree with you. I think that, well.
We need whatever he was 3 years
ago. And he'll get hurt,
ago.
Too, you know.
Yeah.
But.
Hey, quick, are you through talking
well,
about
Well, they're rumored
starting?
To be making Lewis Neal a fullback, and I don't understand right. that. Like, right. what's going on with that?
Wait, did you just ask him if he was done talking yeah. about number
are
eight?
You, I want you, before you move on to number seven, mm-hmm. are you done on eight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to mention this before I forget. I've been told that Dez has offers from two teams that he's mulling them over.
Ooh, sweet.
So
Saints?
I don't know who the teams are.
Damn it.
Dolphins?
Back to you.
Dolphins.
I'm going to predict.
That look weird.
Saints.
Dez loves Dolphins.
Do you guys want him to be in the NFC?
The Raiders and the Chargers.
Chargers?
I think it's the Raiders.
That's
and the Chargers.
Most random S. You know, I'm going to say Rams and Saints.
Lions. Okay.
Just ram it. Number seven.
Seven.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Number seven. Who starts at tight end? The Dallas Morning News wants to know. I'm going to tell you guys right now that it should be Dalton Schultz.
It's going to be Jeff Swain.
Throw How the about- rookie into the fire. It might be Swain.
How about it's none of your business?
Oh,
sorry. Sorry. I pulled a Carlisle.
No,
sorry. Yeah, let me go ahead and answer that.
Dunked on.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Jeff Swaim.
I think you're probably right.
Why throw to 88 when you can throw to Jeff Swain? You remember that song?
That was a hit.
It's a Jason Garrett party.
Jason Garrett house party.
All right, everybody.
Can you have the mixtape?
Yeah, we got to quick.
Can you find the Jason Garrett
mixtape? Quick Joseph Randall story. Coach wants to go watch what with the film he wanted to go watch.
Is that at like a Christmas party or something?
Yes. Who was the film he wanted to go watch? The linebacker.
Yeah.
Justin Durant.
It's a Jason Garrett party. Coach Garrett's in the house. He wants to say something. Go ahead, Coach.
How are we doing, guys?
Yeah, he's getting hyped, y'all. Coach Garrett on the ones and twos. Y'all ready? Let's go.
We don't need to try to force the ball to Des Bryant. In fact, if you've been watching, we aren't even trying. We got so many weapons. Quarterbacks taking aim. Why throw to 88 when we could throw to Jeff Swain? JTZ right, so, in the house. Wearing
I forgot about this. Hold on.
We stay conservative in all three phases. It's a Jason Garrett party, so you know how we do. That means we won't have many points when the game is through. Hell yeah! Woo! Jason Garrett, baby! It's a Jason Garrett party for people who don't like to dance. So just stand there in your Dockers, baby. This jam's for all the accountants in the house. This jam's for the entire IT staff. I know y'all ain't never danced, and y'all rarely get to see a grown woman naked. We're keeping it conservative, yo. No risky hip thrust allowed, y'all. Coach Garrett wants to stay conservative in all three phases. I'm talking about conversation. I'm talking about cake. And I'm talking about board games. The three main party phases of any jam that has ever been thrown. This is epic, y'all. Yeah, y'all, we're throwing down. Hey, Coach Garrett, get back on the mic, baby.
That's
get this
fantastic
party hype like only you can. Tell one of those awesome stories, Coach Garrett.
A quick Joseph Randall story.
Oh, no.
I'm not so sure Joseph has ever been in the ocean before. And he was on the side of the ocean there, probably 20 feet away. He takes his shirt off, goes running in, and I swear to God, I think he thought it was a swimming pool. Because he got about three steps in, the water couldn't have been more than 12 inches deep, and he jumps up and goes bang. Like, he didn't, you know, it's rocks, it's sand, it ain't deep. And he kind of played it off and got going again, but I'm not so sure he knew what he was getting into. Typical Randall.
What an amazing story, Coach! That was outrageous! I can't even believe it!
Let's watch the Justin Durant plays.
Hey, the coach asked for you to put down your drinks and stop dancing. We're gonna watch the Justin Durant plays, everybody! So have a good time! Let's watch some film!
Oh, man. God, I forgot about that. That's incredible.
What year was that?
I don't know. I can't hear Jeff.
2016.
I can't hear okay. Jeff Swaim's name without hearing that, though.
Why throw like to 88 when you could throw to Jeff Swaim?
It feels like Garrett's been here since 2000. I mean,
like he has.
Okay, and lastly, number six. We'll get to the top five
number
tomorrow.
Number six.
Nice.
Inexperience at linebacker. Shots fired at Sean Lee, Dallas Morning News. I find him to be quite experienced.
You know what, though? We talked about this. There was linebacker depth issues. They drafted one in the first round. That makes things better. But it's not like you look at that position group and go, set forever.
No. Inexperience is the key word there.
Yep.
Do.
Right.
Van Der Esch will have some, not learning curve, like type
growing pains, dog.
Issues, yeah, but growing pains in general that every rookie has.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.